Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Do you want to date this person? Do you want to sleep with this person? Do you want to be friends with this person? At the very beginning, it's often unclear. And the researchers we talked to said the same thing. Attraction is attraction is attraction.
Lori and the rest of Ebby's family knew something was wrong at that precise moment. They began searching and called the police. Initially, the police told Lori she had to wait 12 hours before filing a missing persons report, despite the fact that Ebby's phone records would later show she had called the police herself twice.
To give you the audacity to podcast, that means I need to get my own audacity in check and get it going. You need me. Your audience needs you.
On this episode, we sample three new podcasts, Call Your Girlfriend, The Murder Squad, and The Audacity to Podcast. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Chances are you've had to cancel some summer plans, shift your schedule, and miss out on meeting up with friends you haven't seen in a while. Well, as tough as it's been to adapt to a life in a pandemic, there are still plenty of ways to find happiness and peace. One such way is our first podcast this week, Call Your Girlfriend, hosted by long-distance besties Ann Friedman and Amanito So. Call Your Girlfriend is a gimmick-free, fun-focused conversation between the best of friends. They're highbrow, they're lowbrow, fiercely opinionated, and not afraid to get real with each other about everything from menstrual cycles to workplace drama. The free-flowing conversations on Call Your Girlfriend also highlight women who are agents, creators, movers and shakers who have smart, interesting things to say. Just one episode will leave you calling up your best friend for a chat about all the biggest issues and all the littlest life moments. Here's a sample from the recent episode of Call Your Girlfriend titled Origin Stories. Anne and Amanito discuss the origins of their friendship as they prepare for the release of their new co-written book, Big Friendship, How We Keep Each Other Close. They reflect on the first time they met, how their relationship has grown, and even check in with the mutual friend that was responsible for their first meeting.
So it was interesting to hear her talk about this idea of attraction as like a kind of more mysterious and nebulous feeling that like you might know that you are like really hitting it off with someone, or that like you just love everything they have to say, or that you are really feeling like an easy rapport when you go back and forth. But you might not exactly know what else is behind that feeling. Like, you know, do you want to date this person? Do you want to sleep with this person? Do you want to be friends with this person? At the very beginning, it's often unclear. And the researchers we talked to said the same thing. Attraction is attraction is attraction. And I thought that was so interesting, given that this is a word that we almost always use in like a sexual context.
Right. It's like the language of attraction and the language of seduction and all of those things are always map on culturally onto, you know, like sexual romantic relationships. And it was really interesting to really explore that as it actually like maps onto platonic relationships, because, you know, speaking just for myself, I know that the excitement and the thrill and the, you know, like the, that like, I got to keep up with this person, and this other kind of like low level butterfly feeling is also definitely there when you are making a new friend. I just really enjoyed like having expert voices like either confirm or totally shut down like assumptions that we had, and really rethinking the concept of what does it mean to think about the beginning of your relationship? Because the other thing too that is true for you and I is that we tell the story of meeting at the Gossip Girl party because it's a meet cute. It culturally dates us. It says like a little bit about like who we are and what we like about pop culture. And that's so, you know, it's so specific to you and me. But the truth is that, you know, we would have probably met some way, somehow in our DC life, because we just had so many tethers, you know, like we had Dio in common, but outside of Dio, we had literally dozens and dozens of people in common. We had institutions in common. you know, we lived about 15 minutes a walk from each other, and we worked really close to each other. And we were also part of this very nebulously large, like, group of 20 somethings. And so even if you and I had not met that night at the TV party, I think that it's fair to say that we would have probably, like, been invited to the same party, or we would have been invited to the same dinner, or, you know, we would have had to do a thing for work together. And there's so much of that, like, unknowable, like, oh, how do you actually even meet? And how does the way that you talk about the way that you met, how is that part of the story that you were telling about your friendship and the story that you were telling about yourself?
The podcast Call Your Girlfriend with Aminé Tosu and Anne Friedman. Hang out with two of your newest and funnest friends on Call Your Girlfriend, available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at WVXU.org. If you've ever listened to a true crime podcast and thought, they're way off, I've got a much more convincing theory, well, then you're in luck with our next podcast this week. Join true crime journalist Billy Jensen and former FBI and cold case investigator Paul Holes on The Murder Squad, an interactive true crime podcast. Each week, you'll ride shotgun with this crime-solving duo as they attempt to solve a previously unsolvable murder case. They've got all the professional tools at their disposal, but their secret weapon is you. Using the collective knowledge and wits that true crime podcast listeners have built up over the years, you'll be part of an elite and unstoppable investigative team known as the Murder Squad. Here's a taste of what it's like to be on the case with a sample from the recent episode of the Murder Squad featuring the case of Ebby Stepick, an Arkansas high schooler who vanished in October of 2015. Despite years of investigation, only Ebby's remains and her car left with keys in the ignition have been found. Almost nothing is known about the hours where she was unaccounted for. In this clip, Jensen and Holes lay out the knowns and the unknowns of Ebby's case.
On October 24th, Ebby texted at least two people, a friend and her stepdad. She told both about a party she had been at the previous night.
According to Ebby, she was sexually assaulted during the party. But there was more. She said that there was video of her attack. Her text with her friend ended with, quote, "I want to kill myself." Her text with her stepdad? She said she wanted to meet up and file a police report. So we've got dueling text messages, but we know that dealing with a sexual assault, you're going to have a ton of emotions going on at the same time. A lot of people have speculated that, oh, you know, just because she said, "I want to kill myself," that's it. That's definitely what happened. But that's bullshit.
Yeah. And you know, you take a look at these text messages, to me, do not conflict in any way. You know, she's sending a text message to a friend about wanting to kill herself. And you think about the circumstances. She's been sexually assaulted and videotaped. This is embarrassing. This is going to be something she's fearful of being put out there. In addition, you know, the trauma she's going through, she's being real to her friend. Her relationship with stepdad is very different. She's not going to be as open with stepdad, from my perspective.
So neither Ebby's friend, her stepdad, nor any other family member can reach Ebby for several hours. And it's thought that Ebby tried to contact the men from the party, hoping to get the video of her attack, to have proof before going to the police. Her stepdad, Michael, continued to try and reach her to make a plan to go to the police, but there was no response.
Finally, at about 5:30 p.m. on October 25th, Ebby's older brother, Trevor, was able to reach her, but she doesn't sound okay. Trevor asks where she is. She tells him she's right outside. Trevor goes outside, and Ebby isn't there. He asks her again, "Where are you?" Ebby tells him she's in her car, but doesn't know where she is. She says she's fucked up, a detail that Trevor told his mom because his sister sounded completely disoriented, not just high or drunk. Ebby couldn't describe her whereabouts or anything. After Ebby hangs up, no one hears from her again. Lori and the rest of Ebby's family knew something was wrong at that precise moment. They began searching and called the police. Initially, the police told Lori she had to wait 12 hours before filing a missing persons report, despite the fact that Ebby's phone records would later show she had called the police herself twice, each call less than a minute that day.
From the podcast, The Murder Squad, with Billy Jensen and Paul Holes. Put your true crime prowess to the test with real-life cases on The Murder Squad. Available now on WVXU.org at the Start Here podcast collection page or on the WVXU app. like to call Start Here a podcast about podcasts, but we're not the only one. We're not even the only one in Cincinnati, for that matter. There's our local feature this week, The Audacity to Podcast, a podcast about starting your own podcast. On his long-running, award-winning show, Cincinnati-based host and podcast industry expert Daniel J. Lewis brings you a treasure trove of resources, expertise, and insider tips to guide you through the exciting and surprisingly painless process of creating a podcast of your very own. From hardware hacks to conceptual do's and don'ts to even simple things like setting goals for your show, The Audacity to Podcast makes it easy to pursue your podcast passion project and have a great time doing it. So with all the potholes smoothed and the hurdles hurdled, only one question remains. Do you have the audacity? We'll help you find out with this quick sample from the recent episode of The Audacity to Podcast called Overcoming Perfectionism in Podcasting. Like the title suggests, this episode confronts one of the most common obstacles for many prospective podcasters. Here's Daniel in this clip with advice on how to placate your inner perfectionist, which involves just a simple reframing.
First, your audience needs you. If you've been podcasting for even a little while, your audience has probably come to expect something from your podcast. You're delivering on some kind of promise that you've set in the beginning, whether that's inspirational, educational, entertaining, whatever it is. And your audience can build your podcast into their lives, as you might have built the Audacity to Podcast into your life when I was consistent with the show. And right now, I'm recording this during the COVID-19 house arrest that everyone feels like they're under right now. Some places are more locked down than others. But regardless of current events, your audience does need you. Now, maybe they need you even more than ever before, especially if your podcast can be some kind of distraction for them. And for me right now, this is something that was actually motivating to me because I realize that you might depend on this podcast for some inspiration, for some extra inspiration and extra education. I know there are many other podcasts about podcasting out there and very many good ones, and I listen to several of them. And I also know that the Audacity to Podcast has certain uniquenesses to it that make it stand out from the others or make it different from the other podcasts about podcasting. And you might need that. You might just want to hear from me. Maybe you like my style of teaching. Maybe you like my humor when I slip it in here and there. But I have to remind myself that in order to accomplish one of the founding goals of this podcast, the Audacity to Podcast, to give you the audacity to podcast, that means I need to get my own audacity in check and get it going. You need me. Your audience needs you. And I don't say both of those things as a statement of pride or to say that I'm so amazing or that you're so amazing or anything like that. Nothing to make us feel more prideful about ourselves or more about ourselves than we should feel, but to remind you and myself that yes, other people need us and they want us.
Our local Cincinnati creator, Daniel J. Lewis, and the Audacity to Podcast. Explore the dozens of podcast products, services, and resources at his site, theaudacitytopodcast.com, and check out the over 300 episodes of the Audacity to Podcast. Now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Each week, we take a look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation by iTunescharts.net. Along with perennial powerhouse podcaster Joe Rogan, two familiar recent podcast debuts continue to dominate the charts. Guru, The Dark Side of Enlightenment, about the Oprah-endorsed self-help guru who needed help of his own, and Park Predators, about crimes in national parks. Both continue on the number one charts on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about those podcasts and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.